In Senegal, educators are starting to teach English to younger children in an effort to better prepare them to succeed in future educational and professional activities. The preschool students also learn French, the country's official language, as well as Arabic and the nation's national languages, the French news agency AFP reports. Senegalese children who attend preschool, also known as nursery school, are generally under 5. Since mid-January, the Education Ministry has been testing a program that teaches English in more than 600 nursery and primary school classes. It is part of a plan to better connect Senegal with the rest of the world. At one nursery school visited by AFP reporters near central Dakar, 5-year-old students were heard singing, "Good morning, teacher." The teacher, Absa Diaye, said, "They're interested in the lesson, and they start a conversation with, 'How are you?'" Senegal recently became an oil and gas producer and has seen large population growth. However, many young people have been leaving the country, searching for opportunities elsewhere. In Senegal, French is used in public schools and in government administration. Until recently, English was only taught in public high schools and universities, and sometimes in private nursery schools. Assiatou Sarr Cissé is in charge of the Education Ministry's English program. She told AFP that even after some students had studied English for up to 7 years, they can barely communicate properly in English. "We're starting from a younger age so that they can improve their language skills. The aim is to shape people who are open to the world," Cissé said. She added that improving their English will give them access to more opportunities to cooperate with Senegal's partners. In March, President Bassirou Diomé Faye was elected after running a nationalist campaign. After many years of strong ties with the former colonial power, he is trying to reset Senegal's relationship with France without breaking away completely. In the schools testing the program, English is taught every Tuesday and Thursday. On both days, 2 25-minute lessons are taught in nursery schools and 2 30-minute lessons in primary schools. The subjects taught center on family, colors, everyday greetings, the environment, and the weather. In Dakar's working-class Medina neighborhood, teacher Mamadou Kama listens to a conversation in English between 2 13-year-olds in his primary school class of around 60 students. "I can see that the students are motivated. Some of them are asking for English lessons to be taught every day," said Kama, who has a degree in English. The ministry has invested in teachers who have high English levels. However, most of them have not yet received the teaching materials the ministry aims to provide. "We haven't had the time to create handbooks," said the Education Ministry's Cissé. "Computers have been ordered, And in the meantime, we have provided students with printed documents with fun pictures. The project has been praised by Usman Sene, director of the Dakar-based West African Research Center, or WARC. WARC handles educational exchanges between the United States and West African universities. English is the most common language at an international level. And it's the most used language in diplomacy and international cooperation. So it's an additional asset, Sene told AFP. Additionally, most scientific material worldwide is written in English, said Matiam Thiam. He helped create the English program. Thiam added that if people in Senegal do not adapt and improve their English, they will run into many barriers. But Sene noted that something needs to happen first. The project needs to train and equip the teachers well. Some critics of the program point to a lack of teachers. Samba Diulde Thiam is a former member of parliament and retired teacher. In an opinion article, he wrote, "On these grounds alone, introducing English at nursery and primary school levels is a pipe dream. It's impossible." He noted that intellectuals have been demanding the introduction of Senegal's national languages in education for many years. The program involving English could further delay that goal. But one 13-year-old student, Asiatu Bari, seems far removed from such debates. She told AFP that she can't wait to study English in sixth grade. I'm Andrew Smith.